One of the things our involvement in these cases does is allows me to bring to you some of the hearing exhibits in the temporary injunction hearing, and so those are in my PowerPoint, a few of them, and I think they may be interesting. Let me see if I can make this work. So let's start with some photos from William's collection. This is a wooden derrick from probably before 1920. There's an automobile in the foreground, probably a Model T or a Model A. And the wooden derrick at the time, 100 years ago, was the height of oil field technology. This next photo is one that Rob also used. This is an oil storage facility. That is not water you see in the foreground. That is a big lake of oil with derricks in the background. And in about 100 years ago, 90 to 100 years ago, that was a reasonable use of the surface. This is an early pollution problem found in Railroad Commission records. What you see here in the center is salt water with gas bubbling up through it from an unplugged well below. And so here's another use of the surface that I guess somebody thought was reasonable at the time. So this is the history. This is where we've come from in developing the rules that we have today, having to do with use of the surface, reasonable use of the surface, the dominant estate. Surface owners and mineral owners come to the issue from different points of view. The mineral owner wants to use the surface to develop mineral resources. The surface owner wants the compensation, the consideration that goes along with that, but also wants to be able to use his or her property.